Pelioitz continues in Shin 108 in the topic of Orchim, of guests, Achnasus Orchim. And he says, Vehein Bichlau, Sheafilo im Yesh Kas Vitzar Beli by Machmes Ezesiba. Let's say a person, for whatever reason, he's upset, he's angry, he's human, and he got upset about something. He has to be very careful. The host, we're talking now about the host, he has to be very careful. Yaseh Kas Beli boy. He has to try as much as possible to remove this feeling of being upset, of being angry. He has to be very careful to make sure that his countenance, his facial expressions are positive, are happy. Because the guest might think that if the person, the host is expressing some kas, some upsetness, some displeasure, he might feel it's because of him. And that's a very horrific feeling for a person to feel as he's a guest. Let's say he has no place to go, just to be in that person's house. He lives hundreds of miles away, or he drove there for Shabbos. He can't go somewhere else. At least if he had the ability to at least go somewhere else with Shabbos, he has an escape route. But Imamish will feel horrific. Now, the reason why this host is upset has absolutely nothing to do with the guest. Now, if it's a physical ailment, and he's not uncomfortable telling the guest, it could be it's a good idea. And if it's nothing private, it could be it's a good idea for him to specifically tell the guest. I just want to let you know, if you see me grimacing in pain sometimes, it's because I have an ingrown toenail. whatever you want to tell him, whatever the issue is. Whatever the issue is that you're comfortable telling him. But he shouldn't think that the pain and upsetness is because of him. We see over here the sensitivity that we have to have when you have guests over. V'yadua, Maimir Rabbi Seinu Zal. He brings now a famous Gemara, which we had discussed previously. Shanois in Stokyo Lo'oni, Mizbarich B'Sheish Brachus. You hear this, Rabbi Isai? A person who gives tzaka, gives charity, tzaka to a poor person. The one who gives the tzaka is Mizbarich B'Sheish Brachus. It's Pashki Sove this week, right? We have the klolos in this parasha, right? Talks about the klolos. Who doesn't want sheish brachos? Who doesn't want to get six brachos when he gives tzedakah? However, the mefaisa, he says the Gemara, one who appeases, one who makes the ani feel good, mizbarich be'achas esrei brachos, is gebenched, is blessed with 11 brachos. He smiles to the ani when he gives it to him. He makes him feel like a mensch. He's not talking when the ani or the person coming to collect and giving his few minutes of request and explanations to why he's here from Eretz Yisrael or from a different town or even from the same town, what he's doing here collecting. And the person is listening to him and showing respect. He's mefaisai. He's mizbarich be'achas yisrei brachis. He gets 11 brachas. You see how powerful this is to make sure we're giving over the proper message to this oni. The Pelioitz tells us, let us remind ourselves, let us realize and contemplate this tremendous mitzvah of helping others, whether it's tzedakah, whether it's chesed, hachnasas orchim. Because what's going to happen is as follows. That when we realize how important this mitzvah rabbah is of achnasas orchim, of giving to someone who doesn't have, it's not going to be difficult for us as much or at all. Because we're going to realize, wow, I have this opportunity to do this such an important mitzvah. Imagine if yesterday you did the mitzvah Shluch HaKing. I just had the parsha, right? And you tell me, you won't believe it. We just laid the parsha. The next day I did the mitzvah. And you tell me, you know what it says? We know what it says about this mitzvah. L'man yarich in yamecha. Ah, longevity. Okay, machloikas in the Gemara, what does it mean? What's the explanation in the Gemara? But nonetheless, it's an amazing, tremendously powerful mitzvah. A great mitzvah. You ever did Shluch HaKing? I never did it. You did it? Oh, yeah, if I spoke to us, I asked the wrong person here. Because you're the farmer. Of course you did it. Well, get the recorder here.
The mother bird. Well,
yeah. So, you ever did the mitzvah? I never did it. So imagine you come so excited. So excited. We have to remind ourselves. When it comes to these mitzvahs of giving tzedakah, of helping the other person who needs. L'man lo yichbar alav v'yaseh b'chib yisera. So that it wouldn't become a burden upon our shoulders. And you do it happily. Because when you do it inside with the simcha, then the recipient feels it's b'simcha. But when you don't do it happily, you know, you ever receive a mazel tov from someone and you feel like you told the son Baruch Dayan Emes? I've received a mazel tov like that. You ever receive a mazel tov and you wonder like, did he not hear what happened? There was a simcha. Excuse me? What? Why? I can't hear you. I've also received a mazel tov. You see a mazel tov, and it's palpable. You feel the simcha someone else has for you. You mamish appreciate it. Oh, he cares also. Leperek hanesiyo hanig yanikenu tzeidu lederech birchas Hashem ashenosan loy yilaveyu v'yelich loy b'zeh yivarech Hashem cheiloy. And then when this guest is leaving, you escort him out and you make him feel like a mensch and you thank him for the opportunity that he came to your house and you mean it. You don't just say it because, okay, now the guest leaves. Thank you for coming to my house. No. You mean it. You know why you're thanking him? Because you now are able to, one, help the person, and number two, you fulfilled the mitzvah rabbah of achnasas orkim. Of a zeh yivarech Hashem cheilak, Hashem baruch will give you all the brachos.